Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be taking a bit of a journey back in time, way back, like all the way to the beginning.
Very beginning.
Yeah, we're talking Genesis chapter 1, the creation story.
The ultimate creation story.
Exactly. But don't worry, we're not going to bore you with like a dry history lecture or anything. Joining me today is expert speaker, and they're going to help us unpack why this ancient text, I mean, it's really old, but why it still matters today in our modern world. You know what I mean?
It's incredible, isn't it, how this story, passed down for, well, millennia, still speaks to something so fundamental about, I don't know, the human experience, where we come from, why we're here, how it all began.
Right. It's like the ultimate origin story.
Exactly.
So Genesis chapter 1, for anyone who needs a little refresher,
yeah,
it's basically like in the beginning.
It's this incredible, vivid description of creation unfolding. You have to picture it.
Right.
Before there's anything, there's this like formless void, emptiness, darkness, and then light. It's like the universe is, I don't know, taking its first breath.
Wow. I like that. It's powerful. And it's not just boom, light, done, right? It's this whole
process. Yeah.
Yes. A very specific order to how everything comes to be.
Exactly. Each day, a new element is introduced. So you have the sky, the waters, the land. It's like this perfectly composed symphony.
I love that analogy. Everything building on what came before. And everything has its place.
Absolutely.
Its role to play. Sun, moon, plants, animals. Like, it's this beautifully orchestrated system.
And that's actually a key point here, this idea of order coming out of chaos. It speaks to a very human need, I think. Even today, with everything so busy, so uncertain, people crave that sense of structure. Like, there's a plan.
Oh, don't I know it. I feel like I'm constantly trying to bring order to the chaos.
Mm.
You know, my to-do list, my calendar, even just, like, organizing my books. That need for order, it's definitely hardwired.
It's primal. And I think Genesis taps into that. It's not just that we like things tidy. It's like this order is woven into creation itself. But here's where it gets really interesting. This idea of inherent order, you know, it kind of extends to this idea of purpose, too, which Genesis touches upon so beautifully.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like every single thing in this creation story, it's not just placed there randomly. It has a reason for existing.
Mm-hmm.
It has a job to do.
A role to play.
Right. Like even the stars, you know, they're not just there to look pretty, although they do a great job of that. There's a purpose to them.
Even if we don't fully grasp it, right?
Right. And then, of course, there's us. Humankind.
Made in the image of God, given dominion over all creation. Talk about a responsibility. Huh?
It's huge.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's something that's been misinterpreted a lot over the years, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Because when we hear dominion, it's easy to jump to this idea of power, of control, maybe even exploitation.
Right. It's like we're meant to dominate.
Yeah. But what if,
mm-hmm.
and just hear me out, what if we look at it through a different lens?
Okay, I like where you're going with this.
What if instead of dominion being about power over, it's about responsibility for, like Genesis is really talking about stewardship.
Taking care of creation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not conquering it. It's like, imagine you're handed the keys to the most incredible garden you've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm picturing it.
But it's not just your average backyard garden. This is like Eden.
Mm.
And you're responsible for making sure it flourishes for generations to come. That's dominion.
That's a powerful way to look at it. And so relevant, too, for what we're facing today.
Oh, 100%. I mean, think about the environmental challenges, for example. Climate change. Pollution.
Social injustices, too. Okay. How we treat each other. How we care for the most vulnerable. It all ties back to this idea of stewardship.
Right. Recognizing that we're not just here for ourselves. We're part of something so much bigger. And then there's that whole other layer being made in God's image.
Right. It's not just about the planet. It's about each other, too.
Yes. It's like this profound statement about the inherent value and dignity of every single human being.
Every single one.
Powerful stuff. And, you know, maybe even more important now than ever. In a world where it feels like we're constantly being divided, mm-hmm. Genesis reminds us that ultimately we're all connected.
We are. And speaking of connection, Genesis also talks about the importance of rest. That whole seventh day thing.
Oh, yeah. The Sabbath. Which, let's be honest.
We're not so great at it, are we?
Not at all. Our modern world is all about go, 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 hustle harder, always be on.
Checking emails on vacation, working late.
Trying to cram 48 hours worth of stuff into a 24-hour day.
It's exhausting just thinking about it. But that need for rest, for disconnecting, it's not just some modern-day self-care fad, you know? It's woven into creation itself.
Right, from the beginning.
Exactly. Just like God rested on the seventh day, we need that time too to recharge, to connect with something bigger than ourselves.
To hit the reset button.
Exactly, and come back refreshed.
It's true. We're so conditioned to think that being busy equals being successful.
Yeah.
But Genesis is like, hold up a minute. Even in the midst of all this creation, there was time for a break.
It's amazing, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
This ancient text offering us like timeless wisdom for how to live our best lives today. It's wild.
It really is. And that's what's so incredible about these stories. You know, they transcend time, cultures change, technology changes, but these fundamental truths, they still resonate. Thousands of years later, here we are, still grappling with these same big questions about purpose and responsibility and how to live a meaningful life.
Totally. I mean, think about everything we've talked about today, finding your purpose, taking responsibility for your actions, respecting the inherent worth of every human being, taking time to rest. These aren't just some outdated rules from an ancient book. They're like principles for a good life, period.
Absolutely. And they all connect back to each other too, don't they? Like when you recognize that you're part of this grand design, that you have a role to play, it gives you a sense of purpose. And when you feel that sense of purpose, you naturally want to act in a way that honors that. You take responsibility for your actions, you treat others with respect.
It's like it all circles back to that idea of order we were talking about earlier, right? That inherent order that's not about being rigid or controlling, but about finding harmony, balance,
yeah,
connection. Wow, Genesis chapter 1, you've given us a lot to think about today.
It certainly has. It really makes you realize that sometimes the most profound truths are the ones that have been around the longest.
So true. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling really inspired to like take a step back and look at my own life. How am I spending my time? What kind of impact am I making? Am I taking care of myself? Am I remembering to rest? It's a good reminder.
It's a journey, for sure. One that requires constant reflection, you know, adjusting course along the way, but it's worth it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Genesis chapter 1, here's a final thought for you to chew on. What if we all started looking at our own lives as like microcosms of creation? What if we approached each day with that same sense of purpose, that intentionality, that reverence for the world around us? Just something to think about. Until next time, keep those brain gears turning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.